views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, oh so very loved, and pretty darn sexy people. Oh my gosh, you want the universe to open up and pour in information to you, just plan a webinar. I swear it's magical for me to watch that as soon as we create a clear intention about what we want to know about and understand in a more specific and expanded way, the information starts coming in. It really is an example of ask and you receive. Ask and you receive. Ask and you somehow get the information delivered to you. It's phenomenally magical to me. So, you know, our last webinar of the year is being born. It's all of the information, all of the information that we need to be in alignment with, in harmony with, for the most awesome, expansive, successful, healthy 2015 possible for ourselves. So I hope you will join me on December 8th from 7 to 9. It's a big $30, guys. You know, we don't ever turn anyone away, and often people come forward to offer support for others that need help. So make sure you email us if you are called to do this, and we will see if we can work it out for you. However, I ask you for your own strength and definition to really ask yourself, can I come forward for myself and do this financially? Because our job here is, of course, to expand and empower, not enable. So if you are really in need, then ask. If you aren't, don't. And we all need to get in touch with that consciousness within ourselves. I want to welcome all of our new listeners and participants. A lot of new networks are carrying the show now. So welcome. Don't be afraid to call in if you want to talk to the channel and me. Both one and the same, as are you. Please press 1. And my beautiful Stephen will come on and get your name and get you in the queue. Sooner rather than later, please, because we have a lot of people on the call. Okay, also, I am going to be in Doylestown, New Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, December 21st. I'm going to be giving the Sunday service at Circle of Miracles there, and I'm going to be giving an awesome, and it will be even more awesome after the webinar, workshop from, what is it, from 2 to 5. And then, for my friends around the L.A. area, I will be in Sierra Madre, January 11th. So, a lot of opportunities to do some in-person personal work, and anybody in the community that's seen me in person will tell you it's an experience. We get to some great stuff, and I've got some great stuff to start off the call today. I want to go to core belief number 26. It's up big time. Now, the core beliefs are listed on the sheets, which is a compilation of 20 years of work. You can get them if you go to imdwallace.com and order the Balance podcast, there is a training that comes with them, so you'll know what the heck we're talking about and how to handle them. I have to give up myself, pay for myself. That's the core belief. I have to give up myself to pay for myself. I want to quickly talk about what that sort of kind of means so you know what we're talking about here. For example, in relationships, I have to give up something that's important to me to make my partner happy. I have to compromise my beliefs or what I want in order to attract a relationship. I have to shut up and put up with in order to keep the relationship happy, and a number of thousands of others that could be subheaded underneath that category. Money. I have to work myself into the ground in order to make money, so that I have to give up myself in order to pay for myself financially. I have to do things that I don't like in order to make money, would be a way that we give ourselves up. I make enough money and I'm secure, but I never allow myself to live in the reality of that, is another way that we give up ourselves. Health. This is a big one. Wow. I have to give up my health. I have to compromise my health in order to make the money that I need. I have to give up myself in health in some way in order to have the right to exist here. And that's a big one. The channel's actually stopping me. That in order to have a happy life and earn the right to be here, we have to give up our health in some way. Success. And I have an email that speaks to this that we're going to get to. If I'm really, really successful, I won't be respected. I'll be dishonored. People will take advantage of me. I will have to give up my time. I will have to give up my privacy, blah, blah, blah. So those are some examples to help start you springing your awareness of what we're talking about. Now, how does this core belief, I have to give up myself to pay for myself, how does that relate to self-love? Because we just finished the Gratitude of Self-Love program, as you know. And, well, the core of all of this work is self-love. So how does that core belief relate to self-love? Well, obviously, if we're going to choose or believe that we have to give up a part of ourselves to pay for the right of giving ourselves what we want, that is definitely not conducive to the definition of self-love. And what's the definition of self-love? You do your part, and then you let the universe and others support you totally in that choice and that commitment and that action. So this is kind of the pattern. We don't allow the universe and others to support us because we have to give ourselves up in some way. And so we keep the cycle going. You know, I need help and support, but I have to give myself up and believe that I'm the only one that can take care of me, because I don't see the universe as a friendly universe that comes forward, because that supports my belief that I have to give myself up and pay for myself. So what we set up then in our lives is, you can't help me, you won't help me, you don't want to help me, or I can't let you help me because I need to take care of myself. I can't depend on you, you see, because I have to take care of myself. And if I have to take care of myself and support that belief, then I have to create perspectives and actual things in my life that seem to be proving that I can't depend on other people or the universe to help me. So important, guys. And that took me to candida. Candida is yeast infection. Yeast infections go and come in great ways, quite often in a woman's life, but most of us have some kind of candida growth, yeast growth, within our systems. And they wanted me to look it up in the body book, and this is what it said. I am running on empty and feeling inadequate to the cause. Now, if we have to give up myself to pay for myself, we are going to ultimately find ourselves running on empty and feeling inadequate to the cause. So I'm asking you now, where do you feel inadequate to some kind of cause in your life? Christmas brings a lot of this up, not only financially, but I'm not up to being with the family. I'm not up to handling everybody's crap. I'm not up to the shopping. I'm, you know, not up to the parties. I'm not up to the eating. Whatever it is, you know, we want to be conscious with our conscious mind of what's running the show here so it doesn't run the show in 2015. Now, again, everything we're talking about today is getting us prepared for the December 8th webinar. So we claimed it, we stated it, we announced it, we scheduled it, and now the channel is going, okay, you know, if you really want to knock the socks off this webinar, this is the stuff you have to get in alignment first. So everything we've talked about so far, we're going to balance, and we balance the energy by directing ourselves that I am divine love. We invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, clears it out, washes it out, and brings everything into balance that is not in harmony, which is the whole intention. The second thing I want to bring to you today is I can't give enough. Again, Christmas and the holidays really bring this up. If you're feeling like you can't ever give enough, then you've got to know that there is a core belief that I'm not enough, okay? So if I'm not enough, I have to keep trying to show everybody I am enough, so I've got to give more and more and more and more and more and more, which ultimately equals I have to give up myself to be enough or to pay for myself. That can also show up as not participating at all. Because if you don't think you're enough, you're not even going to get out there to try and participate, right? Okay, I can go to the calls. Well, first we have to balance that. I am divine love. Invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. Everybody open your hearts. After that, I want you to make sure you're not switched. Just hold a fist up with your fingers towards your eyes. And on the count of three, you're going to take your fist towards your eyes and pop your fingers open like a firework. One, two, three. If you were switched, that'll unswitch you because that was a big deal according to the channel. Okay, I want to go quickly to an email we got, and it's regarding the final Gratitude of Self-Love webinar that we had. Towards the end of the call, you asked everyone to claim something along the lines of, I am big and famous, stating our magnificence and being ready for the world to acknowledge this in all ways. A part of me was really resistant to this. What I heard myself saying was, no, I don't really want that. It's too heavy. People will be on my case or want a piece of me. I won't be able to just relax and enjoy myself. It's not safe. I'll be uncomfortable, blah, blah, blah. Now listen to this next line. Of course, I do want plenty of money and to be celebrated wherever I go. But, and whenever you have a but, it cancels out the first part, but I'm also scared of it. Ew. have to give yourself up, you see. Not the money, but the celebration of me. So bottom line, what she's giving us is a perfect example of duality that lives within all of us. I want it, I don't want it. And they gave me the movie Interstellar again. If you haven't seen it, if there's any way you can create that for yourself, go see this movie for the message and stay present. Because we are all fighting what we know and also not allowing ourselves to hear it. This tells me, this email tells me that she doesn't know that she's in control. You see, I think maybe because of my fame, which was pretty out there during ET, I allowed it to cross the line one time. Meryl Streep never has any problems with her celebrity. You are in control of your world, guys. But when you ask questions like this, there's a part of you that goes, I'm in fear, I'm not in control. And I would bet my bottom dollar that if she looks into her own world right now, she's afraid of that right now. Because as you do anything, you do everything. Okay, I want to go to the... Okay, we have to balance that. I am divine love, invoking the symbol of formula, violet flame, the golden light. Now I can go to the calls. Okay, please, if you want to talk to me, press 1. Keep your question short and succinct. I don't need to know the history. I don't need to hear the story. Okay, and we're starting with Tony in California. Hi, sweetheart, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling
in. Very simple. I have a lot going on, so there's no one question. I just wanted to know if there's any messages for me.
Well, yeah. Basically, it's kind of what we left off with. You really don't know that you're in control. And so they're showing me a person floundering in the water, splashing their hands and kicking their feet and barely keeping themselves above water because they don't know they can float. So and I say this lovingly, Tony, and I say this to myself pretty much every day. Do you want to stay in the victimness, or do you want to start getting control over your life again, baby? What do you want?
I want the control over my life again.
Okay. Are you, when I say you're willing to allow the universe to help you do that, I get a no, and it's directly related to messages your mother gave you. Is this resonating to you?
I think so. I think I understand.
In other words, your mom said you can't depend on anybody but you, or the world isn't a nice place, or nobody's going to help you, you've got to do it yourself, or any of the ramifications of the above. Is this resonating?
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, they didn't know. That's what they were taught. And you have to understand it's sins of the fathers back at least 7 generations in all of our lives. And that's not going to change until we go, you know what, I'm not going to frickin' believe that anymore. I'm going to know that I get to direct energy here, and I'm telling the universe to help me. So they want to give you the first place to start. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please. Tony?
I'm sorry?
Give me a movie.
A movie made in heaven.
Okay. They want you to know that the state of heaven, which is the state of love, especially the love for ourselves, which branches out into the love of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's where everything's made. So basically, you got to start loving yourself more and the powerful, magnificent person you are.
Okay.
Okay. What's the first thing you can do to that, baby?
Please, I need help. That's why I'm on the phone with you.
Okay. The first thing that you have to do is to choose it, and you haven't chosen it yet.
What is that?
To love yourself. You haven't chosen to love yourself. Because, well, it's running on two things. And stay present, everybody, because this is for everybody. One is that you're paying homage to your parents, especially your mother, by staying in this victim thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And two, you just haven't known. You just haven't understood that it begins with a choice. Most of us are waiting for something to happen or somebody to happen, which is your case, for somebody to change, for somebody to show up so that you can say, okay, I can be powerful now. You have to be powerful first, everybody, for no reason. You have to choose to love yourself for no reason. So, do you want to stand in this moment and do that, Tony?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So I want you to state that.
I'm directing myself.
To choose to love myself.
Choose to love myself.
In every moment.
In every moment.
Okay. So it is. So let's balance that. It's almost shifted. I hope everybody's doing this with us. Invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. I absolutely choose in every moment to direct myself to love myself, which means that I ask myself in every moment, if I am loving myself in this moment, what do I do right now? So you tell me if you're, pick one thing that's challenging you right now. One thing. No, don't laugh it off. Don't give it an excuse. Just pick one thing. Do you have it?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to ask yourself, in this moment, now that I have committed to loving myself, what is the first thing I can do to bring this into harmony and ease in my life?
By letting it go.
Yes, ma'am. You got your answer. Now, are you going to do it? I get a no. So that, you see, what Tony's doing for us is capsulizing everything around the creation process here. You got to love yourself. You got to make a choice. And then when you get the answer, you have to follow it. So are you going to let it go?
I want to let it go.
No, are you going to let it go,
yes,
Tony?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to let it go.
Now my pendulum goes to yes. But you see, you had to choose for yourself not to keep the drama going. Do you understand?
Yes. I know.
Okay.
I know.
Well,
to
know and not to do is not yet to know. Take action, let it go, move on, and honor yourself. Okay?
Yes.
Wow. Thank you for that. We could just stop the call right there after that. And I'm going to Ann in, I think it's Hilton Head. Ann,
yes,
you're on?
I'm in Hilton Head.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. I've had a really totally uncharacteristic thing happen to me right now, and I don't know where it's coming from.
Okay.
And so I actually a tenant of 4.5 years. It's been a good friend. I've given all kinds of things to, walked out, taking my refrigerator, a large painting, not cleaning. 2 weeks.
Okay, well, Ann.
Yeah.
Listen to your words. A friend, and they're putting quotes around that, who I've given everything to.
No, I didn't give everything to. I gave her love, and she healed. She was the one I talked to on the phone that told me why she loved me. And I think what's happened is that she's getting married, and I think she's giving her power away to her boyfriend.
That has nothing to do, Ann, listen,
yeah,
take a breath.
I'm hearing you.
Take a breath, honey. We want to look at your shit in this.
Yeah, that's why I called you.
Yeah. And Guys, it's the season of giving, and I want you to be sure you understand that giving doesn't happen without equal receiving. We're back to recipro again. So
well, she has given me a lot. She has given me a lot too in the past.
Well, okay. Now I get a no. Why is the pendulum going to no?
Oh well, she painted the porch. She did a lot of things. She brought me. She was the one who taught me to pay it forward. She brought over groceries. Refused to take payment for them. Gave me a bullet. She's just, you know, she's
okay.
Been very giving.
All right. So let's get to what the highest thing is now that we have. Because, you know, when the pendulum goes to no, that just means there's something to be aware of and bring into balance.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Song. Give me a movie, baby.
The Song of the South. Uncle Remus, you know, Zippity-Doo-Dah.
Yeah, Zippity-Doo-Dah, yeah. We're not going to joy, however. We're going to the limiting beliefs of the South, interestingly enough. And they're giving me now Gone with the Wind and how you never speak your truth. It's kind of a Southern thing. You don't really say what you feel, and I'm not commenting on anybody Southern or any of that. It's old core belief stuff. You don't speak your truth in order to... Okay, got it. All right. Have you spoken your truth to her about what she has done?
I have called her numerous times. She's not returned my call. Now I'm going to be sending an email, and I'm trying to put into the email, you know, that this is not who I see her or have seen her as.
No, you put in the email, this is not okay with you.
Okay.
That you... and your friendship with her need to be honored higher than this.
Okay.
And they're giving me the word equality, guys. So this is there is an equality of giving and receiving, and really that's what we were talking about at the beginning of the show. You're giving a part of yourself up for this friendship.
Well, I gave up the friendship. I am willing to let it go, but I am trying to come from the loving place, seeing her and loving her and forgiving her. But I like
yes,
that well, equality
she pays
and
for
giving
your refrigerator.
Me.
You see, that's...
Well, I've got $500 deposit, but she needs to replace the whole carpet because of the cats, so that's a whole lot more. And
oh, okay,
she,
all right,
with,
sweetheart.
She left
I don't want to go into the
yeah.
specifics.
No
man.
Story, yeah. But
I don't
want to
go into the
that,
story.
Okay, got it.
The lesson we are being given here, guys, is you... Okay, here it is in a sentence. You don't have to give up yourself to remain in the state of love.
Okay, that's what I needed to hear. Okay, that's
huge.
Exactly.
I so
don't
get
need,
that.
Don't need to give up self. Let me write
to
that down.
To remain in the state of love, guys. That, wow, I'm like shaky all through
that
my body.
That was exactly what I was doing in that letter, and this is so much better, giving and receiving remains, and not going to her and her boyfriend, and whether I think he's abusive, if he's...
Well, yeah. If she wants to demean herself in that way or learn a lesson for herself in that way, that's her choice. You don't.
Okay.
We don't go into judgment around that. Our work here is looking at our participation in
okay.
all of that. Again, what a
so
show.
My letter
good grief.
Equality and give and show, see and receive. I have given you a lot, and I expect to receive these things back.
Well, they don't want to go into the tit for tat either.
Okay.
They just want you to go, you know, I value our friendship, and I love you as the friend you are. And we've had some great times together, and this is what I need you to do to keep your commitment now.
Okay.
See, we want to water it down with nicey-nice and and a lot of excuses and reasons why we have the right to claim what we claim.
Okay,
and we don't need
clean.
To do that. We can be powerful and love ourselves as we love others and ask them to come forward for what they need to do for us.
That's beautiful. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Wow, Ann. Yeah. Man, I needed that yeah. lesson.
I needed
right,
it so much because I've gone round and round and round about it, trying to come from the love, trying, yeah, and this
yep.
is so clean.
Yep.
This is
love
exactly what I want to say. Thank you so
you
much because I am powerful and I do feel I have it coming. Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. That was awesome. Daryl in Atlanta, what's up? Oops, hold on. I didn't quite get you on the switchboard here. There we go. Daryl, are you there?
I am.
What can we do for you?
Well, I was having some internet trouble. Couldn't hear you on the headphones, so I called in to listen to the show.
Oh.
But
well,
by divine appointment, here we are.
Well, here we are because I have your little hand up. So is there a question you would like to ask?
Not specifically.
Okay, am I going? Okay, well, I'm just going to say welcome, and I'm so pleased to have you as a part of the community, and wish you the happiest of holidays, darling.
Is there a Facebook community? I love this community. Is there a way to connect?
You know, there isn't, and that's why you've called in. We need to create a Facebook for this collective consciousness work. Daryl, you just gave me a huge Christmas present. I'm on it.
You give
bet.
Me presents all the time.
I cannot believe. Yeah, I cannot believe that nobody has asked me that or created that before. OMG. All right, I'm on it. Look for
right,
it. Look for it sometime in January.
I love you.
You too. And I want to tell you all I am in the beginning of creating a new website and working with a new webmaster. I'm hoping that it will be in place by the end of January, and I'm asking your patience. We had a lot of problems that we shouldn't have had with the gratitude of self-love and downloads and stuff. The new site is going to be so much easier to sign in. Things aren't going to be limited, day-wise. I've heard you, and I'm on it. Okay, so I ask for your support and holding the intention that this is going to be a smooth, loving, and successful turnover for this community. All right, we're going to Emily in California. Hello? Miss Emily, are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Dee.
What's up?
So I have had a persistent ache in my low back, and I'm wondering what's going on with that.
Well, this is interesting. The first thing I heard is stop carrying the load, but it's stop carrying the load of yourself, not somebody else. So sheets, book, song. What's not making sense to you in your life?
What's not making sense to me?
Yeah. You're going, well, it doesn't make sense that I should be able to do this or shouldn't be able to do this. Or there's a confusion.
Yeah, I think it's around money and purpose.
That's true. You're confused that making money could be your purpose. So you're carrying the load of you that is in conflict with knowing that making money is a very fine and okay purpose, Emily.
Oh, yeah.
As long as anything that you desire is driven by divine love, everybody wins. I mean, for example, you don't think that I am stepping out of love when I make money on the webinars, do you?
No.
Okay. But you think you step out of love when you start increasing the money for yourself.
Oh.
Again,
yeah,
I'm not trying to dump on mothers, but this is a message somehow inadvertently given to you by your mom.
Yes. Oh, big time.
Okay. Well, love her, forgive her, understand that that's what she was taught, but it's wrong. Money
yeah.
is just an exchange of energy, guys. It's like a kiss. It's like a hug. It's like when we used to trade corn. It's just an exchange of money. And the more you give and exchange, boy, we got a big show on giving and receiving here. The more you give, the more you're allowed to exchange that for money. And not, by the way, in any shape or form, giving yourself up to get it. So, you see, if we have fear that we're going to have to give ourselves up to make the money, and we have a fear that it's not okay to make the money, do you see how much of you's fighting you making money?
Oh, yeah.
And that's your lower back. So we're balancing everything we've talked about so far. I am divine love. Invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. They want you to direct the muscles in your lower back to relax now. You got the message. Thank you, your body, for serving you and bringing this forward, that your muscles can relax, and they're showing me a heating pad.
Awesome. Awesome.
And,
thank you.
And
so
then
much.
Maybe an ice pack. So heat
okay.
ice, heat ice. Because it has shown up in your body now, but it's not going to be difficult for you to release this.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for calling in, sweetheart.
Thank you. Love you.
I love you, too. Oh, my God. Giving and receiving show. Perfect. Okay, Debbie in Pennsylvania, what's up?
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Good, darling.
It's been a while since I've listened to you.
Well, maybe you should come back.
I know. I'm back.
It sure helps keep you on track, baby cakes. And especially
I meant to be because I just happened to go online and saw that you were on, and I was like, oh, my God, that's right, Dee's on. Yay.
Well, goody. What can we help you with?
Oh, I don't know if I have a specific question.
Well, the channel is saying that you do. So
I do.
Keith's book, give me a song.
A song. Up, up and away in my beautiful balloon.
Okay. So what's keeping you that you need to get into harmony for 2015? What's keeping you from just going up, up, and away in my beautiful balloon? What's keeping you from flying, babe?
Me.
Well, for sure.
As usual.
What part of you? Because you know what part it is.
My heart.
Okay. Right now your heart's closed. Would you like to open it? Well, boom.
Absolutely.
See? As soon as I said it, you did it. So what's closing your heart, Debbie?
Probably fear.
Fear of?
The unknown.
Okay. Who creates the known from the unknown?
I do.
Okay. So why are you in fear of your own creation? Bingo!
I think I'm more in fear of what I've created up to this point. And the fear of repeating that. And I know...
Yeah, that's what it's about. It's the fear of, oh my God, what am I going to create? And I am telling you that you will all create exactly what you hold consciously and commit to. So the fear that you're going to create what you have before that you don't want is what will create it.
Right.
Hold fast, your heart open, and feel the joy of creating exactly what you want. And be very clear of what that is.
Okay.
Hold on. There's one more thing. Sheets, book, give me another song. No, they want the same song. Hold on.
Okay.
You are, okay, got it. You're looking at creating as hard and difficult and a job. You create a lot more when you're joyful.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah, and you've told me that before.
Okay, well, then I would start every day, you know, taking 15 minutes and going, okay, Debbie, this is your 15 minutes to joyfully envision what you want and feel the joy of it. All right, sweetheart?
All right. Thank you, Dave.
You bet. You see, you can't give to yourself, guys, without the joy. That's one of the ways that you're giving yourself up. Do you understand? In order to pay for yourself is, oh, I can't be joyful. Okay, Patty, what's up?
Ah, so many things. I have been sabotaging myself. And, well, there's multiple things.
Okay, so hold on. Something's coming in already. This is something we've been looking for a long time with you, they're saying, that your definition of coming through and delivering to yourself is sabotaging yourself. So let me give myself up by sabotaging myself because that's the only way I'll get what I want. So that just keeps you in a vicious cycle,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, that's twisted, yeah.
Well, most of us have twisted, collapsed definitions. We know that. That's what this work is about, is bringing them to the surface so we can fly. So our new definition of creation and creating for ourselves is coming forward for ourselves in every way and allowing all of us to be on board in that creation. That doesn't mean just all of me on this plane. That means all of the us's that exist anywhere, again, within our holograms, right?
Yeah.
So we're all directing that right now, that the definition of self-love and self-creation is that we deliver exactly what we want and that all of us existing everywhere is on board with that. And we are directing all of that energy, and so it is. Okay, that's your answer to everything. Now,
okay.
I want to take one specific very quickly.
Okay. Like, I have a deposition for a court case tomorrow, and I've lost my notes for what I'm supposed to get ready, and plus I procrastinated.
Okay. Well, you have a whole day to rewrite them, to find them.
Yeah, but I don't even know. Oh, I mean, I know certain things, but yeah. But and then this week I had a meltdown at work. I just got myself so twisted up that I ended up almost sabotaging my job.
Yeah, that's exactly what you did when I worked with you, Patty.
Yeah,
You know,
exactly.
And I say that with love because I want you, you know, we even worked on it that day when we worked together. And you came in and I thought, oh, my God, what a bright light. It was something like 4 frickin' a.m. in the morning. And you were cheery and you were happy and I felt safe in your hands. And then I watched you and it was not coming from anybody else but you. I watched you lose your faith in yourself, which is exactly what you're describing right now. I'm losing faith in myself. I've misplaced my notes. So tell yourself to find them.
Okay.
Get out of your head. They're there. Tell yourself that you trust yourself, that you know what you're doing, that you're smart because you are and you're talented. It's the smart thing, Patty. You got to bring that into harmony right now. We're all smart because we all channel the highest information. That's the highest intellect you can have. So we're claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am magnificently intelligent and smart, and I know. I know everything I need to know, and so it is. Okay? So I want you to email me when you find it, because you are finding it.
I am finding it. And
yeah.
I'm going to get my outfit together. I've got it together. And by the way, my roommate went out of town for 2 weeks. I am in heaven. I'm the energy of my whole house and me, I feel so free, and I need to make this permanent.
Yes.
I am making this permanent.
I get a big yes on that, honey.
I cannot believe how good I feel.
It's, you know, we keep energy around for much longer than we should because we don't like the change. And once you make the decision, you're free. And then the world opens up the answers for you. But if you keep living and I have to sabotage myself, then you keep surrounding yourself with energy that takes you down, including your own. Okay?
Okay.
Email me when you find it, will you?
Okay. Thank you.
I'm going to celebrate. Okay, we're going to Susan in Niagara Falls. Hold on, can't get you on. Very quickly, Susan, what can we do for you?
Well, I was going to ask you about this accident that I had in August, because I'm still dealing with the physical part of it, and I was just wondering if there was something behind that that's preventing me.
What part of you, baby, does not want to totally heal? That's what it's about. And we're going to the sheets. First sheet, second sheet. Third sheet, 1 through 5, 5 through 10, 5, 6, we're going to 7. Hold on, trying to get to sheet 3. Ugh. Number 7. It's around, again, baby, and this is your huge thing that we've been working on forever, Susan, knowing that you are your highest answer. And if you look at the body of the entire show, guys, that's what it comes down to for all of us. I am my highest answer. I am the power. I am healed. And I know. And when we stand in that energy, we love ourselves enough to live in the constant state of resigive with the universe and everyone in it. But if we don't know that we're our highest answer, we keep looking to everyone else to be it. And then, you know, we keep that cycle going of I can't allow you to help me, I can't allow me to help myself, because I have to give up a part of me. Now, they're saying it is in your body to the extent that you may need outside help to release it physically now. It's not a structural thing. It's a muscular thing.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're giving me the word massage. So maybe you can trade some of your beautiful art for some massage work. Look and see how you can create it, even if you have a friend, or if you can massage the area or use a massager on the area, that's going to help.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to a chiropractor. He thinks it might be something with
a slip disc or a ruptured disc or something.
Yeah.
I'm not a doctor. I don't dispense medical information.
I know.
I'm just giving you the energetic things that they're showing me. So I want you to try some massage while you're working with, because I asked about chiropractor. Maybe I'm not, since you're already dealing with one, I was supposed to add the information about the massage and the muscular area. Okay, sweetheart? But mm-hmm. the energetic thing behind it is being able to stand in your power and know you're the highest answer, Susan.
Okay.
Okay, darling. Thank you for calling in.
All right. Thank you.
And Jeannie in New York. Whoops, hold on. Not on yet.
I'm on.
Yeah, hi. I couldn't get the switchboard to bring you on. What's up, sweetheart?
I just wanted to say hello. I love you, and I have some new clients. Last night's client knocked me for a loop, but I know she's going to be okay. She's an empath. And unfortunately, she's been on depressive medication for years and spends too much time sleeping. But I think we've got her straightened out, and I was just emailing her to find out how she is.
There's a belief, and there's a belief that goes through the spiritual community about this. You don't have to, and this is a perfect example of what we've been talking about all show. There is no part of you that you have to give up
right.
in order to be a channel, an empath, a healer in any way. There is nothing that you have to give up for the right to hear the truth.
That's exactly what I told her and exactly what I just finished writing to her.
Well, and exactly what everybody needs to hear. Do you understand? The more you come forward for yourself, knowing that you have a divine right to have all the information in the highest truth, the more you know that, the freer, the healthier, and the happier you create yourself.
Correct.
And that sums up the entire show right there. Thank
no
you, darling.
No wonder I didn't hang up earlier.
Yeah. You better not hang up on this show, woman. Love you. Bye-bye. Okay, Mary, quickly, I need to know. We've got a... God dang this thing. I can't get you on. There we
Hi,
go.
Baby.
Okay, Mary, what's up?
Hi, baby. Just a quick question for the channel. Had an interesting thing start coming in this week after all the gratitude of self-love we did. And it's sort of like to the left of my left side of my left eye. There's a first it started out as different colored lights, then it's now it's sort of like a white light, a gold light, and it comes and goes. And it's just as if almost as if there's someone there or something.
Well, and that someone or something,
awesome.
If we're all one energy, is you.
Is
your
me.
Left side is your power side.
Okay.
So what I'm hearing from the channel is don't be surprised if your channeling abilities and insight and messages take a big, huge leap in the next few
yeah.
weeks.
Yeah.
Don't be in fear of it.
I'm not.
Don't be in fear of it in any way. You're kind of in fear for something physical being wrong, though.
I was. I think I'm okay now.
Well, I'm saying this
no.
to everyone. If you are in fear that there is something or might be something physically wrong with you, it behooves you to find out so that you can let go of the fear and know it's just energetic shift.
Oh, absolutely.
Otherwise, you keep your attention on, oh, my God, is there something wrong with me? And once you find out there isn't, then you can shift your energy to positively looking at expanding the light. And that's
looking
what's really happening. Those are the words they're giving me. And
that's what
we've done during this entire show.
Yes.
We have expanded
yes.
the light.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay,
and
great.
So it is.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
I'll see you
okay,
in a few weeks.
Guys, again, what a frickin' awesome show. Look what you do just by showing up. I love you so much. I meant every word I said in my e-blast. Please, please join us. We don't have a lot of turnaround time like we usually do with this webinar. It's December 8th. We'll have one more show, and the next day is the webinar. Sign up at iamdwallace.com. Please join me in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, December 21st, and Sierra Madre, January 11th, and hold the intention with me that this new creation of this easy and more effortless website is done with love and honor and joy for all. I love you all so very much. Until we meet again, love yourselves, love yourselves, love yourselves more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
Going under the knife for spinal surgery should be your last resort. Get a copy of this free special report, What Your Doctor Doesn't Want You to Know About Back Surgery. Get the report online at wellnessone.net or call them toll-free at 866-499-7509. Read the report. It will take about 8 minutes in order to make a better informed decision about your back pain. Visit wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I am thrilled to share our Galeo's Cafe tip of the week. You know, we've been friends with Galeo's dressings and marinades. And by the way, I have been using the dressings and marinades for years. And now I cannot get enough of them. And I'm so thrilled about their latest additions. So here is a tasty treat for your grilled veggies. Or if you do corn on the cob, go for that too. Three options for three amazing nights of grilling. Marinate your veggies with the Galeo's Miso Southwest for a delicious spicy kick. Then try the Miso Ranch or Caesar for a rich and creamy coating. I want to remind you, all of these dressing and marinades are non-GMO, gluten-free, low-fat, and sugar. So how does dressing get any better than this? For more information and go ahead and order online, go to galeoscafe.com. That's galeoscafe.com. Remember, shipping is free.
In retirement, will you have enough money to live life on your terms? Everyone has retirement questions. Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who've had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman Financial Advisor at 425-453-0272 for your Confident Retirement conversation today. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. A registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.